do we have here? Tulips, tulips, open up. Catch a sunbeam in your cup. Hold it tight, let it go. Lee-li, lee-li, lee-li. It's pink flowers. Hyacinth, hyacinth, open up.
They're open.
Catch a sunbeam in your cup. Hold it tight, let it go. Lee-li, lee-li, lee-li.
Hello?
Hello, Holly. This is Raleigh.
Hey, Raleigh.
Hey. To conclude today's show, I am honored to be joined by local educator Holly Richardson, taking a new step as an educator. You might know her from Waldorf, or also from her parent-child classes at the local library. Holly, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Raleigh. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We had that beautiful rain early this morning.
Yeah, spring is blossoming for sure out there.
So tell us a little bit about your new YouTube channel, Miss Holly's Magic World.
Yeah, so I've fantasized about having a YouTube channel for quite some time as a way to share my passions. And one of my greatest passions in life, and I'm in my 50th year now, so since I was seven, I've really been rooted in music. And as a teacher, I've been using music to connect with the students and their parents for many, many, many years. And so the YouTube channel is a way to share and to broadcast. Like, I think of the word broadcast, and I've been thinking a lot about that word because it implies this far reach. And I imagine a gardener taking seeds and just casting them out. And that's what I really feel like my work is. I'm planting seeds in the community, and hopefully there's fertile ground out there so that healthy things can grow out of the work that I offer to the community. So
have you heard from the families of some of the young children that you teach about this quarantine being particularly hard on them, especially if they're trying to manage their job remotely at the same time?
Right. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time checking in with families, either one-on-one, FaceTime, or Zooming, you know, the new verb. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing, and I just want to acknowledge that most of the population I work with is very privileged. People are really fortunate that I'm working with to still to have jobs. Remote working conditions are not new to a lot of the families I'm working with. But for those where the remote work is new, the families are so happy to be together and to have both mom and dad home. And so there's tag team throughout the day. And so while we're isolated perhaps from our larger networks of friends, physically speaking, again, I'm hearing, and I'm also feeling it in my own home, that we're so grateful to be close to home and be together. And so far I haven't had direct contact or communication with anybody who's really suffering from the illness itself. And so, you know, I also have to sort of put that caveat in what I'm saying, that everybody I'm talking to at this point is grateful and healthy and at home. So that's what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing about families who are feeling stretched and isolated, particularly if they have young children at home and they're not used to being at home so much, that it can be very, very trying. Young children require a tremendous amount of patience and energy. And we just all get to the end of our ropes, you know, at one time or another. So getting back to why I'm doing this, I'm really wanting to offer just a little bit of magic and a little bit of light in a very free way, so that parents can perhaps access a little something that will lift them in their day with their children, whether it's a little song or a little tip on how might I take care of myself in this challenging moment, or maybe even something just funny that's going to bring a smile to their faces.
And so you're exploring this YouTube channel as a modality to share your passions for music and movement and self-care. And it's accessible to anybody at no cost by just going to YouTube and searching Miss Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Miss Holly's Magic.
That's correct. My YouTube channel does exist, but there's not a lot on there yet. It soon will have lots and lots of goodness uploaded to it where people can access it. And maybe you go to the Garfield County Library website, and at some point there'll be a link there. Mountain Parent, the same. At some point there will be a link there. Of course, going to the Waldorf School on the Roaring Fork website, yes, there'll be a link there. But I'm really wanting, again, to broadcast the goodness and the light that I can offer to the community.
Thank you so much, Holly Richardson,
yeah.
Educator, parent, and community member, for sharing about this new project and letting our KDNK listeners know how to find it. Would you like to share any music to end out Express Yourself today?
Oh, sure. I could share one of my favorite little spring songs.
That would be fantastic.
Open up the curtains, let the sun shine in. Open up the curtains, let the sun shine in. Open up the curtains, let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine into your heart. Here's the important verse, Raleigh. It goes like this. Open up the curtains, sweep the grumpies out. Open up the curtains, sweep the grumpies out. Open up the curtains, sweep the grumpies out. Let the sun shine into your heart.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. There's reams and reams of all of that. And that's exactly what I'll be working on in the coming days to upload so that it's accessible. And again, it's, or if I haven't said this already, my work is to work with parents and children together. And so everything that will be uploaded will be something that will hopefully nourish both the parent and the child so that they're participating together and learning maybe something new, or maybe they're just being reminded of something that they once knew and they forgot. And so that's just a little taste, Raleigh.
All right. Well, we look forward to staying up with this, and we're so grateful for the initiative